Nobody opens LinkedIn as a little treat the same way they do other social media platforms. LinkedIn users open the app between meetings, during their lunch break, or when they're trying to remember their coworker's job title. Most of the time, your post gets about half a second before their thumb keeps moving. That's the reality of B2B social media marketing, and unfortunately, it oftentimes does not play well with most social media strategies. Here's what we run into constantly. A company takes a consumer playbook, strips the fun out of it, and runs it anyway. Same posting schedule, same join the conversation captions, same stock photo of two people shaking hands in a lobby. 6 months later, your metrics are flatlining. So does social media just not work for B2B? Is it just a waste of time? Are we just chasing vanity metrics? No, social absolutely works for B2B. The problem is that we keep aiming it at a buyer who doesn't exist. Nobody is sitting down with a cup of coffee to enjoy your content. They're skimming it in work mode, with a to-do list open in another tab. When we start creating content for our actual audience, we start winning. Start playing the long game. Times have changed. This isn't your dad's marketing world with sales reps and Rolodexes. AI has quite literally entered the chat. A study of 646 B2B buyers found that 45% reported using AI at some point in a recent purchase, which means people are researching you, forming opinions about you, and building a shortlist long before anyone on your sales team knows they exist. Another revealing data point from Ehrenberg Bass Institute's work with the LinkedIn B2B Institute was the 95-5 rule. For most B2B industries at any given moment, about 95% of your potential buyers aren't in the market at all. If your category turns over every 5 years, only around 20% are shopping in a given year, and maybe 5% in a given quarter. Ehrenberg Bass calls it a rule of thumb rather than a hard measurement, but the takeaway holds. Almost nobody who sees your content today is in a position to buy from you today. So, the job of B2B social media marketing isn't to generate leads this week. It's to be the company that comes to mind and holds up in a Google search when a buyer finally starts looking. That's the shift we don't see enough businesses making, and it's usually where these programs live or die. A social media presence measured against this month's lead count will get cut long before it has a chance to do the thing it's actually good at. Your customers are busy. Act like it. If you only get half a second, spend it giving something away. That's the entire strategy behind quick hit content. One post, one problem, one useful answer. Not a teaser. Not link in bio to learn more. Not three paragraphs of setup before you get to the point. Just the thing they needed to know, delivered in the time it takes to read it. A quick hit looks like this. Getting quoted 14-week lead times? Ask your supplier which component is driving it. 9 times out of 10, it's one part, and there's a substitute. That took 4 seconds to read, and it changed how somebody is going to run their next call. Now compare that to lead times are a challenge in today's supply chain environment. At Insert Company Name Here, we understand the complexities facing manufacturers. That's not good content. That's noise. Here's the test we use. Read the post and ask whether the reader can do something differently tomorrow because of it. If the answer is no, it's fluff. And fluff is expensive because it spends only half a second you were going to get. Give value away consistently enough, and something shifts. You stop being a vendor who posts and start being the account they check when they're stuck. That's what becoming a resource actually means. And it's the closest thing to a shortcut you have. The expert is the one people already trust before the sales conversation ever starts. Name the problem, become the solution. The reason problem-solution works so well in B2B is that your buyer is not browsing. They're pattern matching against whatever is currently making their week difficult. So lead with the problem, in their words, with enough specificity that the right person feels caught. Your quotes take 11 days, and you're losing deals to whoever answers first. Beats, streamline your quoting process. One of those describes the day your customer just had. The other sounds like you've copied and pasted a brochure. Then give the fix. Actually give it. Not a hint of it. The instinct to hold back the good part so people have to contact you is understandable. But it backfires because the people who would have contacted you need proof that you knew the answer first. Nuance is what sells here. Anybody can name a problem at the surface level, and buyers have heard all of those. When you name the second layer, the thing only somebody who has actually done the work would know, that's when a reader decides you get it. Quoting is slow is generic. Quoting is slow because these specific roadblocks are in your way, tells them you've been in their shoes. Understand the problem with nuance. Show that you have the fix. It really is that simple, and it's remarkable how rarely it happens. Use quick hits as a door, not a destination. Short content builds trust. Long content converts it. You need both, and they need to be connected. Remember that 95-5 split. The vast majority of people reading your quick hit are not buying anything right now, and that's fine, because they're the ones building the memory you'll cash in later. But some small percentage of that audience is actively in it. They have a budget, they have a deadline, and they want to go deeper immediately. Don't make those people hunt. Every quick hit should have a path to something longer for whoever wants it. A guide, a walkthrough video, a case study, a real breakdown of the process. Two practical notes on this. First, put the link in the comments rather than the post itself because link posts can get throttled. Second, the pointer should sound like an offer, not a pitch. Full breakdown of the workflow in the comments if you want it shows respect for the reader. Click here to learn more about our solutions, does not. The quick hit earns attention. The long form is where someone who is genuinely warm can keep going at their own pace without talking to anyone, which is exactly how most buyers want to do this now. Prove it, because you're never selling to just one person. Here's the part that trips up many social strategies. You are not persuading a person. You are arming one. B2, B purchases go through committees, operations, finance, IT, etc. And the people who actually have to use the thing every day. Whoever found you on LinkedIn now has to walk into a room and defend you to people who have never heard your name and have no reason to care. Give them something to walk in with. That means proof. And proof in B2B is specific. Numbers with context. Before and after. A named constraint you worked around. Photos from the floor. A short walkthrough of how somebody diagnosed a problem. The install that went sideways and what you changed as a result. That last one matters more than people expect. Your buyers likely manage risk for a living, and watching a company handle something imperfect and handle it well does more for their confidence than any 5-star testimonial. Polished case studies build trust. Process content builds it faster, and it costs almost nothing because it's already happening on your job sites every single day. Somebody just has to be responsible for capturing it. One more thing worth saying out loud. Your people are better proof than your logo. Company pages are fighting an uphill battle because people like to engage with people. Your VP of engineering explaining why a spec matters will outperform that same post from the brand account, and we've watched that hold true across every industry we work in. You don't need a formal advocacy program. You need 4 or 5 people who are willing to post, a little help with the writing, and leadership signaling that it's fine to sound like a human being. Meet them where they are, in the format they want. 2/3 of B2B buyers now say they'd rather get through a purchase without a sales rep involved. So the question isn't how to get them into your process, it's how to be genuinely useful inside theirs. That starts with being on the right platforms, which are probably fewer than the ones you're on right now. LinkedIn should carry most of your effort. It's where the buying committee actually spends time. It lets you target by job function instead of guessing at interests, and professional content doesn't feel out of place there. YouTube might be the most underrated B2B channel going. Demos, technical explainers, equipment walkthroughs. Buyers go looking for this stuff, and it increasingly shows up inside AI-generated answers too. Instagram and Facebook earn their spot in specific corners of B2B. Manufacturing, trades, construction, anywhere recruiting is as much of a growth constraint as selling is. Reddit and industry forums matter more than their traffic suggests, because that's where buyers go for unfiltered opinions. You usually can't market there without getting run out of town, but you should know what's being said about you. TikTok and X are typically a no for B2B, with real exceptions. Skip them without guilt unless you have a specific reason. Make your CTA take 10 seconds. You can do everything above right and still lose people at the last inch. Most B2B calls to action ask for way too much from somebody who has met you once. Fill out an 11-field form. Book a 30-minute discovery call. Download a gated white paper that costs you your email address, your phone number, and your company size. Your buyer has 4 minutes between meetings. They are not doing any of that. Match the ask to the moment. Early on, the CTA should cost almost nothing. Read this. Save this for later. Reply with your part number and we'll tell you the lead time. Watch a 2-minute walkthrough. Send this to whoever on your team handles it, and it quietly turns your reader into your advocate. Save the demo request for people who have already gone deep into your long-form content, because by then it's a reasonable ask. And check your own funnel honestly. If a genuinely interested buyer has to fill out a form, wait for a callback, and sit through a discovery call before learning anything useful, you've built your process for your convenience rather than theirs. It's not about you. It's about them. That's the whole thing, really, the TLDR. Your buyer isn't scrolling for fun. They've got a job to do, a committee to convince, and a decision they're mostly making without you in the room. Every choice you make on social should come back to whether it makes their week easier or just makes your brand feel more visible. Give them something useful in the half second you get. Show them you understand the problem with more nuance than the next company does. Prove you can fix it. Leave a door open for the ones who are ready. Make it easy. Do that consistently, and you won't have to chase anybody. You'll already be the company they thought of. Get started. We're not going to end a post about low-friction CTAs by asking you to book a 30-minute discovery call. That would be rude. So here's the free version instead. Pull up your last 10 posts and run the test from earlier on each one. Can a reader do something differently tomorrow because of this? Count how many pass. That number is your real starting point, and you didn't have to give anybody your email to get it.